Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our broadcast tonight. This is a very important evening here for all of us, and particularly for Weakley Countyans. This is Paul Tinkle here at the beautiful Watkins Auditorium on the University of Tennessee at Martin campus. And let me tell you that this is the 2024 Mayoral Forum, featuring three candidates who made their decision to seek the seat being held by a gentleman who has been very, very good for Weakley County. This is Jake Bynum, the former mayor of Weakley County.
Thank you, Paul.
First off, I'm just going to continue to refer to you as mayor because I know you have other things behind your name or in front of him, but let me take a moment and say thank you for the good work you've done in Weakley County as you have stepped aside and you have had some very good help to transition to where we are today. So
yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. And, you know, you're right. I mean, I left a job that I absolutely love to do a job that I'm absolutely loving. And so I'm excited about it. But I'm really excited tonight to hear what these three gentlemen have to say about what they think the vision of their of the community is. And we'll see how it goes tonight.
There are three candidates, John Robert Freeman, along with Dale Hutcherson, and also we have Danny Powers. Tell me why each of those is qualified.
Yeah, so I think that's what tonight's all about, is to determine why they think that they're the most qualified person to do this job. I'll tell you that all three of them have, in some respect or fashion, been members and participants in our community. They've done various different things around volunteer work. They've all, you know, had careers or have current careers in the community. And so I think each of them will bring some real aspect.
You know, the one thing about tonight's forum is, and quite honestly, I was a little surprised to see, but we have about 500 people in this room right now.
Yeah, I will say, I don't think I ever, in either one of the forums I had, ever got this kind of crowd. And so it's interesting and encouraging to see the number of people that are here tonight that are engaged. I think part of that is because you have a group of individuals that are doing this kind of midway through. And to some respect, all of them are in various communities are kind of unknowns. And so I think there are people that are very engaged around what this looks like and what the future is going to hold for Weakley County.
2 years. Can you get anything done?
Yeah, absolutely, because you got a group of 18 county commissioners that have served for 2 years. Some of them have served for, you know, over 40. And so I do think that working with the commission, working with other elected officials that have had a longstanding career in the courthouse will be beneficial to whoever is elected in August.
Dennis Doster has filled the position as pro tem county mayor. What does that really mean?
So Dennis, you know, currently is kind of in the seat, helping to make decisions, helping to move the business forward. I would be remiss if I didn't say, like, Lauren Rush, who was my assistant when I left, and the communications director for the county, has done a phenomenal job over the last 71 days since I left office in keeping the continuity of the government in. And so I'm encouraged by that, too.
All righty. Well, we're about to begin, and let's go to the forum.
Good luck, everyone.
Here is Callie Smithson, the Chamber of Commerce president.
Say good evening, and I want to welcome everyone to the 2024 Weakley County Mayor Candidate Forum. I'm Callie Smithson, and I am your Weakley County Chamber of Commerce president. And tonight, we have a great event planned for you all as we get some insight and information from our candidates who will be running for the Weakley County Mayor position this year. I was joking earlier, we could take this debate down the road to Persimmon Hills Golf Course and settle it there, but we'll leave you be here tonight. But in all seriousness, we appreciate everyone attending tonight and being here, and these three men for giving their time to come and give their insights and input on how they want to present their platforms. Before we begin, I would like to say a special thanks to the following people, because without them, this event would not be possible. First, the UTM, UT Martin, for allowing us to use their facility here at Watkins Auditorium. Lindy McCurley for setting up the stage and sound and live stream tonight, which it is live streamed on the Weakley County Chamber of Commerce Facebook page, correct? Yes. UTM Public Safety for providing security tonight. UTM grounds for the Ferns on stage. And lastly, the leadership Weakley County alumni, Weakley County West Star alumni, and all the volunteers who helped us organize this event tonight. So if we could just give them all a round of applause. Thank you. And with that, I will turn it over to Justin Christ, who will open us in a prayer and pledge, and we'll get the show on the road. Thank you all.
Thank you. I'm going to say a few words before the prayer because it's rare to get a microphone and a live stream with the whole county here. So thank you for coming tonight, and thank you to the candidates for being with us. I'm proud to have served this county for almost 3 years as CEO of the Chamber and the Economic Development Board, and greatly appreciate the opportunity to work in this great community. Also want to thank all those who had a hand in making this happen. Again, to reiterate what Callie said, and I also want to thank my staff, our Chamber Director, Barbara Virgin, and my assistant, Angie Lasser. Let's give them a round of applause. I do want to say thank you to the candidates. My job is a lot easier than theirs tonight, so thank you all for running for Weakley County Mayor. If you'll please join me in prayer. Let's bow your heads. Gracious God, we thank you for this county and the communities that we get to live and work in, and we ask you to be present with us here tonight. Bless our time and continue to guide us in this election season. In your name we pray, amen. I also get the honor, as we all always do at the Weakley County Commission, and if you're in Rotary Club, we always say a pledge to our flag. So if you'll please rise, and I'll lead us in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Quickly, I'll introduce our moderator, the Vice Chancellor of Communication and Marketing, Mr. Bud Grimes. He is in his 34th year at UT Martin. The Vice Chancellor for Communications and Marketing is responsible for the Office of University Relations, which oversees official university communications outside of intercollegiate athletics. The office plans, initiates, coordinates advertising, marketing, news, photography, publications, social media, videos, and other communications for the university. So, greatly appreciate the voice of UTM tonight, Mr. Bud Grimes.
Good evening. What a great turnout. Thank you for being here. And let me add, again, a welcome from the University of Tennessee at Martin, Chancellor Yancey Freeman, and all the students, faculty, and staff. We're excited that you're here for this very important event. A special thank you again and welcome to our virtual audience. So we know you're watching. We appreciate that. And to our media friends who are here tonight, I know we're also on multiple Thunderbolt broadcasting radio stations tonight, so that kind of coverage is outstanding, and we very much are grateful for this. Some quick housekeeping items, and then we'll move into the most important part of the program tonight. First of all, we ask you to please be respectful of all the candidates. Let them answer their questions, and certainly applause and support is welcome, but please be respectful of all candidates, if you would. If you would also please silence your phones. I've seen some people taking pictures. That's fine, as long as you get our good sides. Take all the pictures you want to, but if you'll silence your phones, that'll help us. Some reminders, some key voting dates are coming up. Early voting is Friday, July 12th through Saturday, July 27th. And Election Day voting is Thursday, August the 1st. So with that, here's our format for tonight. I'll introduce each candidate, and each will have 90 seconds to tell about themselves and offer a brief statement about their candidacy. The order was determined by a random draw before we had this event tonight. For the introductions, and I'll say this to our fine candidates, you're welcome to come to the podium if you'd like to do that for the introduction part. If you want to stay where you're seated, that'll be fine too. I would ask that you remain seated, please, for the question part of our program. I'll then ask each of the candidates after the introduction the same question. Each candidate will have a maximum of 90 seconds to answer the question without interruption from the other candidates. The order will be alternated for each question. A range of questions was submitted by Weekly Countyans. Some great questions came through. The questions to be asked of the candidates were then chosen by a committee, so we have 10 questions tonight that we'll pose to these candidates. Candidates, I won't repeat the question each time for each of you, but if you do want me to, I'm glad to do that, but we'll try to be efficient with time, and I won't repeat that question to each one of you unless you want it. At the end of the allotted time for questions, then we'll have a 90-second close from each candidate to make a closing statement. Well, we're ready to begin with the introduction of candidates and their 90-second bios and opening statements. Gentlemen, again, thank you for participating in this, and let me introduce first Mr. John Robert Freeman.
You know, when he introduced me, he said reduction. I'm pretty sure that was a fat joke. That's all right. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. My name is John Robert Freeman. I am the Republican nominee for county mayor. I'm here tonight with my lovely wife, Amanda, which, incidentally, I'm in a lot of trouble because tonight is her birthday and it's supposed to be her day, but she's willing to sacrifice that for me to be here, along with my two daughters, Ellie and Caroline, who are both students in our school system. I'm the owner and operator of Freeman Cattle Company here in Martin, Tennessee, and an employee of the Weekly Farmers Co-op. I'm a seventh-generation Weekly Countyan and a lifelong resident of this county. I graduated from both Westview High School and UT Martin. I have served for the last 7 years as the Republican chairman of the County Election Commission and for the last 2 years as the county commissioner for District 4. Therefore, I have taken every step necessary to make me the most qualified candidate for county mayor. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. My privilege now to introduce Mr. Dale Hutcherson.
Thank you all so much for being here. Thank you to the Weekly County Chamber for putting on this event. My name's Dale Hutcherson. Above all else, I'm a Christian, I'm a conservative, and I'm a Republican who's been forced to run as an independent. I want you all to know today that above all else, outside of my Christian faith, I believe in servant leadership. That's what this county needs. This office and every public office are positions of service, not positions of power, and I'm here to prove that every single day that I walk in that courthouse. The county mayor job consists of really three main components. A chief marketer for this county, someone who's willing to go and put their best foot forward for each of you. Someone who's a resource for our commissioners, our employees, our department heads, our citizens. And then third, someone who's willing to be an advocate when we need an advocate here in Weekly County. A little bit about my background. I'm an attorney. I've been an attorney for the past six, going on 7 years. I've served as a firefighter for over a decade and a half at the Dresden Fire Department. I'm six generations deep here in Weekly County, and I'm very thankful for my wife and my child, who are, my wife's here, my three-year-old couldn't be here tonight. I would greatly appreciate your support, and I look forward to answering these questions. Thank you.
And we welcome Mr. Danny Powers to the podium.
Well, what a good crowd. Bunch of good people here from Weekly County. My name is Danny Powers, and I'm running for Weekly County Mayor. A lot of you may know me. We had Powers Farm with my brother, Bernie Powers Jr. and Bernie Powers Sr. We had Morningstar Sausages. I had products for several years. I done PPP excavation work. We done big jobs, Phoenix Fabrication, Baptist Hospital, Union City. Done numerous jobs around the county and every place else. We also had volunteer work for Meals on Wheels in Martin. Been doing that for several years and trying to help out the county the best we can. And, you know, it's kind of ironic to me that when you look around, I put my signs up out here in front of Walmart. And a lot of people may have seen those. Had the flags on them, lights on them, everything looks good. Well, the next thing you know was I looked, and 2 days later, there was already a hotel coming in behind Walmart right there in front of Glenwood. Made me feel so good. People don't realize that the taxes from the motels and hotels actually go to the county. It's not going to the city. It goes to the county, so it helps the whole county, so everybody understands that. And then, you know, I soloed aircrafts, 150s, 172 out of every Stewart Airport. I know how to take off, and I can land because I'm here. And I want to pilot and navigate Wicklow County back into the right direction. But something's got to be changed, and it's not going to be easy. I'm going to have to work with all the county commissioners. If they'll work with me, we'll turn this thing around. And I appreciate everything y'all done for me and all my friends that's coming here, and we will turn Wicklow County around. There's a lot of programs that we can actually get into, but I'm done running short of time. Y'all have a blessed day, and thank y'all very much.
Thank you, all candidates. Great job. Okay, let's move to the questions. This is the first question, and we'll open with Mr. Hutcherson to respond first as we continue our rotation through the rest of these questions. Question number one, what are the top three issues facing Wicklow County, and how would you address those issues?
When I think about Wicklow County's needs and us moving forward into the future, we're a county that has the potential for extreme prosperity, but a few things have to be put in place to reach that prosperity. I'd say the big three right now that we're facing as far as infrastructure needs are transportation, public transportation of some sort. Right now, we're fortunate to have the Northwest Tennessee Human Resource Agency, which does provide transportation for folks, but we could expand on that. I'd say another major need is housing and housing infrastructure. And there's somewhere and some way for us to build on that. The way we do that is to work together, of course, not only as a county mayor, but with the commissioners, with our department heads, with our other elected officials, to ensure that Wicklow County is a viable option when it comes to bringing in not only housing, but the right type of housing for hardworking families. The last third component I'd say that's most important is quality of life amenities. We're very fortunate in Wicklow County to have senior centers set up in just about every town. The reality is there are many people over the age of 60, and actually much more than there are under the ages of 18. So we need to make sure that the quality of life is set up and in place for those folks. At the same time, where we could expand is in the retail area, the retail space, making sure there's plenty for our citizens to go and do, plenty of places for our citizens to enjoy themselves and their families. So those would be the three main things that I identify.
Thank you, Mr. Hutcherson. Mr. Powers.
Repeat the question again, please.
Yes, sir. What are the top three issues facing Wicklow County, and how would you address those problems?
Well, we have several issues right now, seems to be, that's on the board of everything. I went around and talked to people in the county. There's several issues here. You got a tax problem. I don't know how exactly we're going to solve that. We're going to work with the county commissioners to try to do something. We got a school issue. We got some good schools, but things are coming up that the state's going to pass. The state's going to pass some laws in 2026 that all the teachers must have a $51,000 income in 2026. We're going to be cut short on some of these salaries of some of these teachers. And first thing, we need to make sure that we have fire and police and ambulance service. Safety comes first. I don't care what anybody says. When you have a problem, you have to call the police station, the fire station, some of these volunteer fire departments, and they just got $8,000. That's $1,600 a month. You can't run a volunteer fire department on $1,600 a month. It's hard to run a household nowadays on $1,600 a month. And these people out here working their heads off and trying to get things done, and we need to stand behind because safety comes first. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Powers. Feel free to applaud. And Mr. Freeman.
Thank you, sir. So the way I see it, our biggest three issues all come from the fact that Wicklow County has grown stagnant. We are not growing. Our population peak was at 35,000 in 2010. In 2022, our population is now 33,000. Our population is on the decline. The next generation is leaving. There is nothing here for Wicklow County. There's nothing in Wicklow County to keep them here. We have to grow this county. We have to start investing in our infrastructure. We have to bring in new businesses, new jobs, better paying jobs. You can't fault the next generation for wanting to go to Murfreesboro or Nashville or Memphis because there are better paying jobs and there's more things there for them. Well, as a county, we have to grow. So we have to reverse the population decrease, and we have to start working on growing our funds, our tax base, not our tax burden. Right now, we're sitting here, we're in a cash crunch. The second problem is our cash crunch. We are not in any trouble by any means, but right now, we can't afford to fix the roads like they need to be fixed. We can't afford to fund all the schools like they need to be funded. We have to grow our tax base. We have to keep our population here to grow our tax base. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. We'll move to question two. Tennessee continues to rank near the bottom in per-student expenditure for public education, yet we've seen bills in the legislature that could divert millions of dollars for school choice. What is your position on school choice or vouchers? Mr. Powers, you lead us off.
Well, the vouchers are another issue that we're going to have. Some of the vouchers and things we're going to have is going to create a problem. If you have some of the vouchers out, there's not students in the schools, you're going to start cutting teachers. And if you start cutting teachers out, that means another problem. A lot of different things we're going to resolve here, and I don't know how you're going to end up doing some of this stuff. But we've got to get a hold of it, and I want to work, like I say, with the commissioners and try to get everything we can done. Because if we don't work together, there's more problems than that's coming up. And we're going to need all the help we can get, because if we don't, tax rates going to go higher. And the voucher problem is just one of the problems in the schools, and we have to navigate through that the best we can. And thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Powers. Mr. Freeman.
Thank you, sir. Show of hands right now. Who all is here has heard that I'm the pro-voucher candidate? Come on, I've heard it too. It's all right. I've heard it from everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't oppose vouchers. Right now, there is 370 school-age students in our county who do not go to our public education system for whatever reason. Their parents have chosen they want a different path for them. At 370 students, that's $2.5 million of our taxpayer money that the state is holding back, not sending to us. Now, would I love for that money to come to our school system? Absolutely. Both of my daughters are in the school system here. I'm selfish. I want the best school system for my kids. But these parents have decided they don't want their kids there. So we have to, as a county, we need to start looking for alternatives. If we can't get that $2.5 million into our school system, let's at least bring it into our economy. That would be a huge economic boom by these parents getting that voucher to start investing in their kids' educations. Now, the fact that the school vouchers are going to, will cause issues in the school system. But if you're already looking at 370 students that are not here without getting paid, most parents are not going to take a $7,000 check and pull their kids out of school. $7,000 won't pay a single tuition for any private school in this state.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. And Mr. Hutcherson.
I'll start by saying this. I am anti-voucher. And the reason being, because this position, Weakley County Mayor, is to fight for Weakley County and what's best for Weakley County. What I see after growing up here my entire life is that we're extremely fortunate to have the public school system that we have. We need to do more with more, not more with less. Right now we have a program and a school board that has put forth their best efforts and finalized us in the top 20 in the state when it comes to academic standings, which is incredible given the budget they've had to work off of. What I would say about vouchers is that it's absolutely a program meant to take away and constrict public schools. We do not need that. Weakley County is uniquely situated with great people, and our people are our greatest asset, and those people have been raised through the school system by great teachers. There is absolutely zero reason in my mind to take away from that. There's zero reason to divert tax dollars away from our public school system. Further, what I'd say about the voucher program is that it appears to be a social program that's taking our money as taxpayers and putting it forward to someone who wants to put their child in in a private school or homeschool, which is fine. I'm all for educational freedom. However, don't let the term freedom take away from the fact that you already have that freedom. You just don't need to be able to put your child through school on the taxpayer's dollar.
Thank you to all the candidates. You don't know how hard it is to hit a cue with a big 1.30-second clock up there blinking at you while you're trying to make an answer. These gentlemen are doing great, and thank you. Let's move to question number three. One of the major issues in the county is the need to make teacher pay in Weakley County competitive with other area schools. Some of our best educators have moved to other counties for better pay. How will you solve the teacher retention issue with a limited budget? Mr. Freeman, we're back to you.
All right, thank you, sir. So as a county commissioner, I have been pro-teacher pay increases. My voting record is solid, voting to increase our teachers' pay. Good teachers make a good school system. The biggest problem we have right now is the unfunded mandate by the state. Every new teacher gets paid $50,000 out of the gate, which sounds great, till you think about that teacher that has been there for 8 years and they're getting paid $54,000. As a county, we have to start bringing in more money. We have to grow. We have to start increasing our tax base, so therefore we have the money on hand to increase the teacher salaries ourselves, so that way our teachers are the most competitively paid in the state.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Mr. Hutcherson.
Could you repeat the question one more time?
I will. One of the major issues in the county is the need to make teacher pay in Weakley County competitive with other area schools. Some of our best educators have moved to other counties for better pay. How will you solve the teacher retention issue with a limited budget?
Sure. What I'd say, as I mentioned at the start, one of the jobs of the county mayor is to be an advocate for Weakley County. First thing I'd do is advocate to the legislature that we certainly don't want a program put in place that is going to take away money and take away tax dollars that should be going to our public school system and our public educators. That's number one. Don't divert dollars away from our county. The next phase of that, there is a direct correlation between local sales tax and our public school system. I would highly encourage each and every one of you and everyone watching out there to continue to shop local, because it has a direct impact on the dollars and the funding that goes into our public schools. Keep doing that. Local business is important for various reasons, but no, take it to the bank that it is a great incentive for you to shop local, because you know you're going to be supporting our public schools. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hutcherson. Mr. Powers.
Well, the first thing we're going to have to do is have some more businesses here in Weakley County. If you have businesses, you have individuals. If you have individuals, they're paying taxes. The more taxes we have, the more money we have. Like Mr. Hutcherson said, you're going to have to shop local to have our money here for taxes. And if we have the taxes, we can have an unlimited budget for what we want to spend and keep all the people here, and the teachers get the good salaries, then everybody becomes happy. If we don't do something with all the voucher and the other programs that we've talked about, we're going to have some bad problems down the road. We need to keep our teachers. We need good education. We need good schools. We need good roads. But we're going to have some kind of businesses to come in here. We can't just sit back and say, well, we've got a hotel sitting over here, and we're, oh, that's great. We're going to have more businesses. Because everybody remembers when Goodyear closed over at Union City, Tennessee, it was doomsday. And if MTD was to close out here, Briggs and Stratton, it'd be doomsday for Martin. We need more businesses, because if we have more businesses, we'll have everything else a whole lot better, and it'd be taxes. People will come. Don't worry about people wanting to work here. If you have the individuals, if you have a good job, individuals will come. And if they have good pay, they will be here. Don't worry about that. We need businesses here. And we're going to have to generate somehow or another to get businesses here. And they will come. And there are businesses that will come here. And if we get new businesses, we'll be fantastic. And all the teachers can get raises, and the schools will be good, and everybody be happy. One bunch of happy people. Look at all the smiling faces already. So that makes you happy. That's what we need. We need happy. We need to be a bunch of sour, well, whatever you want to call it.
Thank you, Mr. Powers. Appreciate it. We'll move on to question four. The county mayor holds the ability to break a tie vote within the weekly county commission. Hypothetically, if school consolidation came up for a vote in weekly county commission and the vote was tied, how would you vote? Mr. Hutcherson.
I would absolutely vote against consolidation. I'm a firm believer in our community schools. Study after study after study shows that student-to-teacher ratio is one of the most paramount elements when it comes to student success. We're, again, extremely fortunate to have the schools we have in Gleason, in Greenfield, in Sharon, in Martin, in Dresden. We have also seen what a community losing their school looks like. Unfortunately, and the folks of Palmersville know us as I've talked to them, they are the example. They're the shining example of what it looks like when a community loses their school. A once thriving community is now having to deal with the economic impact and the loss of losing their school. Now, I want each and every one of you to know, if you take nothing away, nothing else away from tonight, that you will have an advocate in me when it comes to each community keeping their schools. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hutcherson. Mr. Powers.
First of all, consolidation. Boy, it is real easy to explain this. When the four-lane roads come through here in our county, if y'all remember back, they went through Sharon, good town. It went through Greenfield. Do you want it to go around? Sharon did. And you went through Greenfield. Greenfield is still growing. If you have a consolidation of these schools, you know what's going to happen. It's going to shrink the town down to nothing. I got out and got talking to these people, and that was one of the reasons I decided to run. Those poor kids up there in Palmerville has got to go 44 miles to school. They had to get them on the bus. Before they get them on the bus, you got to go to the bathroom. Now, for some of you older people out here, you'd have to stop midways and take another bathroom stop. But, I mean, you take a little kid, when you put them out there on the bus, they're going to ride 44 miles today. Oh, boy, we're having fun. No, they're not. I mean, think about the cost of what's going on to this. You're talking about consolidating schools? Well,
my kids flourish in a highly competitive environment like Martin schools. That's why they're in Martin. Not every kid learns that way. As parents, we have to decide what is best for our kids and pick the school system that we feel they will flourish the best in.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Gentlemen, to question five, according to the Tennessee Department of and Workforce Development, the most recent unemployment rate for Weakley County was 2.9%, with 15,065 people in the workforce and 440 unemployed. Additionally, the workforce participation rate for May 2024 was 55.6%, the second highest in Northwest Tennessee. If you plan to bring more jobs to Weakley County, what strategies will you use to attract a workforce? Mr. Powers, we leave with you.
Well, the first thing you got to have, as we all know, you got to have a business. You got to have something here. We've talked about having businesses, and we're going to have businesses. We need to have a business. And if you have a business, it's like anything else. It's like a friend of mine, Trollinger's Barbecue. He set up Yonder, and he's selling barbecue sandwiches, $2.42. Well, guess what? One year, he sold 1 million sandwiches. The people come there because they got a good product. If you have an organization here right now that's coming here that will create good jobs and good pay, the people will come. Don't worry about that. If you have an industry to come here, probably Goodyear thought they wouldn't get any employees. The pay was fantastic. The benefits were good. If you got a good place to come to work, the people will be here and they will work. And guess what they do? They pay taxes, make the schools better. And then everybody will feel better about it. Everybody can get along better. But you got to have the industry. There's no excuse for not having some kind of industry here right now. None. Zero. There's some people who come here. I talked to an individual in Elbion County the other day and told him some things. And he said, how quick do you want me to move? He had 40 employees. And there's other businesses that come here. And if we all work together, y'all people know people out here in the country that want to create a business. Y'all people know people out here that might want to come here. You need to talk to them. We're all in this boat together, people. And if we sink, we're all going down together like the Titanic, because taxes could go up again. And it looks like they're going to. There's no excuse for it. We all work together, and we'll survive this thing. As long as we're paddling down the river together, we'll be fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Powers. Mr. Freeman.
So, 2.9% unemployment. That's a great number. That's because the next generation is leaving Weakley County. We've already talked about how in the last 12 years, we've lost 2,000 people. That's the next generation. They're leaving. To keep retain those young people, we have to bring in better paying jobs. We have to invest in not only new business and industries, but we also need to invest in the existing businesses that want to expand. As county mayor, my job is to be the number one salesman for this county. I want to go out and not only shore up our existing businesses, but I want to ask them, who is your suppliers? Then I go to their suppliers like, and ask them, when you're ready to move or expand, look at Weakley County. We can't sit back and wait for them to come to us. We have to go to them. For this county to grow, we have to reach out. Guys, I've been married. I've been with my wife for 20 years. No doesn't scare me. And that's the worst thing they can say to you is when you walk in the door is no. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Mr. Hutcherson.
I'd like to start by saying this. I believe Weakley County has a lot of opportunity as we sit right now. I believe we have major industrial partners in just about every city. And one way that we can continue to expand on that is bridging the gap in communication between our great public school system, the University of Tennessee at Martin, TCAT on either side of our county, that put out great employees year in and year out that have skill sets that fit those jobs. I want you all to know that we do have something in Weakley County. We have something special, but we can absolutely expand on that. And the way to expand on that is to implement and spend funding on infrastructure. That includes the transportation that I mentioned earlier. That includes making sure that we are a viable option for housing when it comes to make sure that our middle-class families are ready to roll when it comes to having a place to live and a job to go to. I'd also say to expand on that, to attract in our retail space, to continue to grow that retail space so that families have plenty to do. Mr. Freeman's correct that we do have a lot of folks that leave because they feel like they have to, not because they want to. As the chief marketer of this county, I will absolutely go and recruit and recruit and recruit until we find the right jobs and industries that fit our citizens.
Thank you, Mr. Hutcherson. We are halfway home. These gentlemen are doing a fine job. Let's encourage them at this halfway point. That was your intermission, so we move to question number six. Chancellor Yancey Freeman, my boss, has set an enrollment goal of 10,000 students at UT Martin by 2030. How would you support this growth? Mr. Freeman.
First of all, UT Martin is one of the keystone industries of our county. This is a great resource that not every rural county has. So with Chancellor Freeman, who I promise you, no relation, even though we kind of look alike. with his call to increase student enrollment, you know, as Weakley Countyans, we need to embrace this. Now, the biggest problem we have right now is a housing shortage. You know, other than there's no place to put them. So as county mayor, I want to put a big drive. We have to start working on increasing. We have to start working on building more houses, more residential areas for these students. And to do that, we need to lean in to our existing technical and STEM education. A highly skilled workforce is a better paid workforce. And for us to be able to meet the needs of the college to build new houses, we have to invest in our kids' education. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Mr. Hutcherson.
Could you repeat the question one more time?
I will. Chancellor Yancey Freeman has set an enrollment goal of 10,000 students at UT Martin by the year 2030. How would you support this growth?
If elected Weakley County Mayor, one of the first calls I'm going to make is to Chancellor Freeman. I want him to know that he has a partner in Weakley County, someone that's willing to serve as not only a resource, but someone that's willing to go and not only recruit students, but recruit industry to come to Weakley County. Now, fortunately, I've had the chance to listen to him speak, as well as a few others in this room, about this 10,000 number. Now, that is, it sounds like a crazy goal on its face, but it's really not. When you take into account the fact that UT Martin has satellite campuses all over West Tennessee, that number goes into that. It takes into account the Parsons Center. It takes into account the various other centers that are affiliated and associated with our great university that we have right here. Now, knowing that, that gives us a little bit of breathing room and a little bit of cushion as a county to try to make sure we set up infrastructure, yes, but make sure we set up infrastructure in the right way. Making sure we have homegrown growth right here in Weakley County. Keeping our children here. Making sure our high school students see UTM as a viable option. Bridging that gap in communication to make sure that they see that UTM is not only a great option, but it's the best option for them to attend, and it's the best option for them to go and get their degree and add to the already existing workforce that we have here in Weakley County. That would be my answer.
Thank you, Mr. Hutchison. Mr. Powers.
Good gosh, what more would you want? You done took Jake Bynum away from us, UT. I mean, think about that. You got one of the guys and hope he leads us in the right direction with that. And here we are. First of all, UT Martin here, one of the benefits we got here. When you think about Martin, Tennessee, you talk about the University of Tennessee at Martin. Great location. And most everybody I run into, they talk about our big library. But it sure does look nice. And it is great. I didn't realize the library here at Martin, from January of this year to June of this year, had 44,000 people that come through there. And when people traveling through our town in Martin, they look around at University of Tennessee at Martin and say, wow, look what we got. You not only got education here, but you'll drum up more business. And people, I'm under business 100%. I want to be with business. Because if you got businesses, you pay taxes. And then you got people coming, they got jobs. And if you got a good enough jobs, they will pay good money. And they want to keep their employees, and they will do good things for them. And then once you have all these jobs, you have tax revenue. You have tax revenue, you can expand more on everything that you want to. Taxes is one thing, and guess what, people? We're paying taxes, and if we have people that's bringing businesses here, it'll make it a whole lot easier on people that has houses for is paying taxes. It makes it easier on everybody. The main thing is having businesses here, and we can recruit more businesses, and I'm strong for the businesses. And their businesses out here will come. They will come. And that is one of the best things that I want to do is have businesses here to cut the taxes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen. Question number 7. If elected county mayor, what do you hope to accomplish in your first 100 days? We'll lead with Mr. Hutchison.
When I think about this position, as I mentioned earlier, there's three main components. It's being a marketer, it's being a resource, and it's being an advocate. I'm extremely familiar with the concept of how a team works. I've been extremely fortunate to grow up in a fire department, grow up as a football player, playing with great teams and great people all along my raising. And I know after that experience what it takes to build a team. So what I'd say my first goal is to make sure that the county commissioners know that they have a resource in me, someone they can come to, someone that they can consult with, someone that they can look to find them an answer when they need to make decisions on behalf of their constituents. I want them to know, if they're in here tonight, that you're going to have a resource in me. I'm not someone who's going to lead by ego or with pride, but I'm someone that leads with logic and reason, and as I said earlier, someone that leads through servant leadership. I want to serve each and every one of you. I would do the same thing for our other elected officials, our other department heads, our employees, and our citizens. That would be the main thing I'd want to build on right out of the gate. Further, as I mentioned earlier, I'd like to have a meeting with Chancellor Freeman and various other industry leaders to see what direction our county needs to go when it comes to our economic development. I'd say that's one of the chief concerns of our county is homegrown growth. That's my time.
Thank you, Mr. Hutchison. Mr. Powers.
Read the question again, please.
Yes, sir. If elected county mayor, what would you hope to accomplish in your first 100 days?
The first thing you're going to have to do is meet with all the county commissioners. The mayor has responsibilities, but he cannot work without the county commissioners. They're going to have to agree to the things that got to be done, and you're going to have to work with them. I mean, some of the county commissioners, the knowledge they have on doing things is kind of like Larry Kelly, and I'm going to call him out. The knowledge that he has on building, my goodness, he's built so many houses. All you got to do is get with the county commissioners and take his knowledge and go with him and say, what can we do or what can we not do? And they'll lead you in the right direction on that. But each one of the county commissioners, you're going to have to get with them. They got special treats that they can give you, and they've got knowledge, and we can use that. Instead of coming up to a brick wall on stuff that's done, the stuff that we've done, the air conditioners don't meet 55%. Well, we've got knowledge people, and the county commissioners are no dummies. They're all good people, and they all do good work. And if we work together, it's like a team of mules. If a team of mules pull together, you can pull an awful heavy load, but you got to work together. You can't pull against each other. And people in the county, you're the same thing. We're all in the same place. We need to work together. The only goal we need to have is for Wiggly County to be successful, be number one. It's everybody. Every citizen in Wiggly County needs to understand that we're all in this together, because if our taxes goes up, everything's going to go up. It's kind of like the wheel tax years ago. If you remember, 1992 for schools and road tax, and then all of a sudden it's going to disappear, we still got the wheel tax. We need to get together and work something out on all this stuff. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Powers. And Mr. Freeman.
So my first 100 days in office, if elected county mayor. First of all, I am fortunate. 2 years ago, I ran for county commissioner and I won. I already have a great working relationship with the county commissioners, even though there are sometimes I'm pretty sure they want to knock me in the head. But hey, it's a foul fair and funny. It's all fair. But the first 100 days, I want to go to every major industry in this county. Stanley Black & Decker, Greenfield Products, UT Martin. And I want to let them know, the managers of these places know who I am and that I have an open door policy for every business in this county. We have to grow as a county. And I want to find out who are their suppliers so I can work down that chain and go to their suppliers to see if they are willing to move to Wiggly County. I want to talk, not only that, I want to go to Blue Oval. With that coming in down, with that Blue Oval moving in down south of us, there are going to be feeder industries that are looking for other areas besides Memphis to move to. We have a great opportunity. We can have an economic boom in this county if we just simply, if you have a mayor who is growth forward, who is willing to go forward and talk to people and ask the question, what do you need to come to Wiggly County?
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Gentlemen. Question number 8. As county mayor, how do you plan to represent all municipalities to make sure Wiggly County succeeds? Mr. Powers.
Well, the first thing you're going to have to do is what I've been doing to start with. You're going to have to go out to each one of the towns and the communities and talk to the people. You'd be surprised at stuff, the knowledge that I've learned from people and told me the concerns that they have with the counties. You need to be out and talk to each one of the people as much as you can and find out exactly what's going on. Because a lot of this stuff that you don't know. I had no idea of some of the stuff that they told me. And all the concerns, if they're a citizen, that's my problem as well as it is theirs. And you need to go out and talk to the people in the county so you'll have a better relationship with the people. And you'll learn a whole bunch of information from the people out there because they have concerns that they want to find out something. And if you'll do that, it'll make Wiggly County a whole lot better and stronger, and everybody will work together, and we can make Wiggly County number one again, make it strong and profitable. Like I said, business is the basic thing that I want to do, and that's what I'll try to do. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Powers. Mr. Freeman.
So I've mentioned before, I'm the commissioner for District 4. District 4 sits in the heart of our county, and it's a very unique district because I already represent not only the good people of Sharon, but I have voters from Martin. I have voters from Dresden, from Gleason, and from Greenfield. I already sit there and represent a vast swath of the different communities in our county. And as county mayor, I have an open door policy.
If I'm in my office, come in and talk. If I'm not available, we'll set up an appointment, and whatever the problem is, we'll figure out a solution. Furthermore, since I've worked at the co-op, I've learned, I do a lot of work by phone. My phone number is not a secret. It will never change. I'm always reachable by phone. In order to serve everybody in the community, you have to be willing to answer the phone. You have to be willing to sit down and have that conversation and make yourself available to them. And as the next county mayor, that's what I intend to do.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Mr. Hutcherson.
Could you ask that one more time?
I sure can. As county mayor, how do you plan to represent all municipalities to make sure Weakley County succeeds?
During this campaign, I've had the chance to meet with each and every mayor from each and every city. What I've realized after going to each mayor and several of the aldermen and city councilmen and the people in every city is that they simply want someone who's going to serve in this office as a resource, someone who's going to listen to their needs. I know that the mayors in each town have their municipalities under control. They're thriving, and they're working to continue to thrive. They're working to continue to build on what momentum they already have. All I can tell you is from this office, my job is to listen to them. My job is to make sure that they have everything they need to succeed from the county's perspective. What I can tell you I'll do is I'll listen and I'll listen and I'll listen. God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason. That's what I'm going to do to make sure that every municipality from Sharon to Gleason to Greenfield to Martin to Dresden to Palmersville to Latham to Dukedom is heard, because each and every one of them has needs. And there's a gap that needs to be bridged. And I want them each town and each mayor and each alderman to know I'm here for you. And I'm looking forward to the chance at working with you.
Thank you, Mr. Hutcherson. Question number 9. Why are you running for Weakley County Mayor? Mr. Freeman, lead us off, please.
Thank you, sir. I'm running for a county mayor because of two very important people right here, my very own special interest group, my daughter Ellie and Caroline. Right now, our county has nothing to keep the next generation. My oldest daughter's 14, and she will be the first to tell you that when she goes to college, she's gone. That is the problem we're facing as a county. That next generation is moving. I've been fortunate and blessed that I have served as a public servant for so long that I have seen these problems coming. I've seen them growing, and I feel like I am the kind of person who can get ahead of this problem, and I'm willing to stand there and fight this problem. I want to reach out, grow our businesses, grow our economy, and make Weakley County the type of area that the future, that our next generations aren't leaving, but we are attracting the next generation from other places. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Mr. Hutcherson.
I love this place. Weakley County, there's no place like it. I would argue that we definitely do have something here. We have something that I hope my 3-year-old daughter will want to come home to if she leaves. And I want to make dang sure that this is a viable option for her as she gets older. I'm running for Weakley County Mayor because I love this place. I'm running for Weakley County Mayor because I believe in servant leadership, and I believe in politics today we don't see enough of that. I want you to know you're going to have a servant leader in me, someone who's willing to listen, someone who's willing to market, and someone who's willing to advocate on your behalf. It's good to walk in humility, and I can assure you I do that every day. But when it's time to step up and advocate for Weakley County, I can promise you I'll do that. Because why? Because I want to serve you. Because I love this county, and this county deserves the very best. And I hope and I pray that I bring that to you every day that I get a chance to walk in that courthouse. Thank you.
Mr. Powers.
Can you repeat the question again,
please? Yes, sir. Why are you running for Weakley County Mayor?
Well, it all kind of started when I went to the Republican Party. One night when I was down to this serving food, and I thought I would just drop in and make a donation myself. And I went there and got me a piece of cake, and halfway through this cake-eating thing, there was so much uproar, I decided I would just leave. Then I got questioning people in the county, and I got talking to a bunch of people. I said, somebody needs to step up and run. I'm not going to back down from nothing. And people knows me. I'm senior. I don't care. I'm not going to back down. I want what's best for Weakley County. I'm going to support Weakley County. Somebody may lay down and nod their head, and I'm going to go along. No, I'm not going to nod my head. I want to find out what's wrong. Let's solve a problem. Like I said, we can work together, and we can solve anything in the world you want to solve. But you can't go in there with an attitude like, well, I'm right. I mean, construction work. I've told my employees before. I said, hey, that's not right. You're doing it wrong. They said, well, try it this way. I said, wait a minute. You're right. I was wrong. You've got to work together, and if you have a challenge like that, you will. But like I said, you've got to do it to make Weakley County good, and, you know, that's just what it is. It's not going to be an easy job for the mayor. I mean, because you're going to have bumps in the road, and it's going to be hit. I mean, we're talking about a tax increase this time? Well, maybe not. Well, could be. Well, we all know it's going to be a tax increase because we're going to spend more money. You got to have money. You can't keep giving money away to different programs. You need to be adjusting and asking questions. You can't go along with everything. You have to ask questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen. We're to our final question. Remember, please show the candidates respect at the end and stick around for their closing statements, which will follow the conclusion of these responses. And question number 10, if there was one thing you do as county mayor and not have to worry about the cost, what would it be? Mr. Hutcherson.
I'd make sure that Weakley County schools are able to do more with more. We have seen what we can do with less. We've put out some very special people out of each and every community school that we have. There's no place like Weakley County. Weakley County schools, our public school system here, is uniquely situated. We have uniquely great educators. We have uniquely great administrators. We have uniquely great students and parents. So once we fund that, if I had all the money in the world, we would see this community thrive, not only today, but for generation after generation after generation. That's what I would do.
Thank you, Mr. Hutcherson. Mr. Powers.
Repeat the question again, please.
Yes, sir. If there was one thing you do as county mayor and not have to worry about the cost, what would it be?
Probably the first thing I'm going to try to do is for all the people out in the county. I think you need some kind of sirens out there for tornadoes. We have them in the cities. Why can't we have them in the county? People in the county pay taxes. I've had several people ask me about that. We got to have sirens in the county in case a tornado comes. They're sitting out there in the dark. What if we have the internet to fail down? If I could just take that money and put it out there for that. If the internet goes down and you're out there in the county, you say, well, I wonder if the tornado coming or not. Do I get in the car and ride around? What do I do? Well, you get blown away. That's what's going to happen. Of course, now the city, they've got the sirens here. Well, that's really great. But what do you think about the people in Parmesan, Latham, Sharon, Dugan? What are they going to do? Like I keep saying, safety is the most thing you can get. People don't understand that. Safety is first. The police, the fire, and the ambulance, you've got to have them. You've got to have them. And that's got to come first. And then you want to shortfall on somebody? You can't shortfall on somebody when you got public safety. Public safety is number one. If you got a safe neighborhood, a safe county, people will come. Don't worry about that. They'll be here. And we got a good sheriff's department, ambulances, police department. Everything we got here is great. Ambulance, everything's great. Fire departments. We're running a little short on the volunteer fire departments, I think. So that's what I would do. I'd take my money and give to them. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Powers. Mr. Freeman.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to agree with Mr. Hutcherson here.
The number one economic driving force in any county is education. Our school system has done a marvelous job with less and less. If I was to be able to fully fund something and not worry about the cost, it's a no-brainer. It goes to education. Let's let the schools, we've seen what they can do on a shoestring budget. Let's see how great it is for our students if we can give them everything. Thank you.
All right, gentlemen, we've concluded all the questions, and now we're to closing statements, as I offered at the front end. If you'd like to come to the podium and make those statements, you're welcome, or if you want to stay where you're seated, that's fine, too. And Mr. Powers, we'll lead off with you.
Thank everybody for coming. It makes you feel real good when you got a full house. That means the people of Weakley County are concerned, interested in the things that's going on. Each and every one of you would like to have you vote, but I know I won't. But that's okay. We're still friends. You got to have that kind of attitude and things. If you don't, you're going to go the other direction. I believe that I can make Weakley County strong again. I am a senior citizen, and I have the knowledge with all the businesses that I've been in farming and know a lot of people here. I want to see Weakley County grow. I can make it grow and talk to people and, like I say, navigate through it. And if we work with the county commissioners, and we can, gosh almighty, like I said, the knowledge of the county commissioners, each and every one of them, we can work this thing out. We don't have to go in there and say, yeah, okay, we're going to vote for this, or we're going to vote for that. The mayor of Weakley County only has a certain limit that he can do. But the county commissioners wouldn't control this. And all you people out here that's voting, remember, vote for your county commissioners who you want in there. And we got some good county commissioners, not bad mouthing nobody. But we got to work through this thing. And I think that I can make Weakley County strong. And I appreciate everybody coming. And please be safe when you go home. May God bless.
Thank you, Mr. Powers. Mr. Freeman.
Thank you. First of all, I would like to agree with Mr. Powers and echo his sentiment. Thank you for everybody for coming out tonight and to listen to the candidates, listen to our different views. As a county commissioner, and excuse me, as an employer, I've run a business. I understand that the most important thing is, as an employer, your decisions don't just affect your family. They affect the family of everybody that works for you. As county mayor, we have to have that same mentality, that the decisions we make don't just affect ourselves and our families, but also affect families of everybody that works in the county government and everybody in the county. Now, I was once told, if you feel you're the smartest man in the room, you're in the wrong room. I never have claimed to be an expert on everything, but luckily, I have learned through years of experience to know that I have to reach out and I have to find the experts. I have to find that smartest person in the next room and look for that solution. If y'all vote for me as your next county mayor, you're not only going to get somebody who's willing to stand up for everybody in this county, but is also willing to understand that I don't know everything, but I will go with you and find that person who knows that answer, and together we'll learn something new. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Mr. Hutcherson.
In the early part of my career as an attorney, I had the chance to live everywhere from Los Angeles to New York and a few places in between. I learned a lot. But I'm going to tell you something. The greatest takeaway I had from that experience was how much I appreciated this place. I will never take Weakley County for granted. Weakley County deserves the absolute best. I talked earlier about being a servant leader, and the best type of leadership is exhibited through the faith that I have in Christianity, is someone who is a servant leader. You will absolutely have that in me. I've mentioned it before, and you're going to hear it till I'm blue in the face. I seek to serve you. I believe in the Constitution as our framers wrote it. Anyone and everyone that serves in a public office, including this public office, is to serve at the consent of the governed, not the other way around. I'm here to be your marketer. I'm here to be your resource. And I'm here to be your advocate. Thank you all so much for being here. Thank you to the Chamber for putting on this event, and I would greatly appreciate your consideration in the upcoming election.
These gentlemen have done a fine job. You've been a great audience. Let's give them another round of applause and thank them for being here tonight. Be sure to get out and vote. Again, thank you. Be safe going home. We appreciate your presence.
You have just heard the comments from the candidates for mayor of Weakley County, Paul Tinkle with former mayor Jake Bynum. How did they do tonight, Mayor?
So I think all three of them had their bright moments and had their stumbles, you know, which is to be expected on a night where you have to get up in front of probably over 500 people and talk about what your vision for the county is, especially when you have 10 questions that you have no way of preparing for previously. And so I think all of them brought something to the table, that's for sure.
It would appear as though many of the questions kind of were well responded from each of the three that kind of gave a lot of the same answers, and but just in their own style. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I do think that the three of them, to some extent, philosophically, there's not a ton of difference. You know, there are some nuance there or some things that I think were pretty adamant with one candidate as opposed to another candidate about how they feel about certain issues. But I think at the core, I think all three of them showed that they really do have a care for the community. I don't think anybody should have any concern that if any of the three of them are elected, that you're talking about somebody that doesn't truly feel passionate about the success of Weakley County.
If you were going to be on that table tonight, let's just say this hypothetically, what would you be telling the people in the room and on the radio, but more importantly, what would you be asking them that were here tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that maybe we missed tonight is the fact of that we really, there are things to be celebrated here in Weakley County, that there are that we've got a really thriving community, that the economy is incredibly good here, especially comparatively speaking to some of our counterparts in other rural parts of the state. I mean, there's certainly things that we can improve on, you know, but when you look at a low unemployment rate, a high labor participation rate, you know, the things that then you really have to focus on is so how do we then maybe recruit an industry that we can pull people that are currently living in Weakley County but working somewhere else into the community? But I mean, we really should focus on the fact that we've done some really good work in the last decade.
Of all of those nice things that you just said, and they are all very, very complimentary of Weakley County by you, what is it that Weakley County needs in the next 5 years?
Yeah, I mean, we really have to have a conversation around how do we increase funding in this community related to the infrastructure needs. So that's infrastructure in our school system. That's infrastructure on our roads. That's how do we increase funding for our sheriff's department. I mean, all of these things take money. And when you say that, people automatically think, oh, well, you're talking about raising taxes. No, that's not what we're talking about, because there are other ways to increase revenue. Sales tax, property value, natural growth, all of those things are really important when you start to talk about the funding makeup.
And it's no secret that if you bring some more industry in, that's more jobs. More jobs means more sales tax, and there's some other things to go along with with that as well. I'll give you the last word to the people who came here tonight. What was the takeaway, at least in your judgment?
Yeah, I think what people saw here tonight was these three individuals who, like I said, while they have some philosophical similarities, I think that people will go to the ballot and they'll have a choice, and that choice will be is what spoke to you tonight. You know, so I'm not going to pontificate on what spoke to me, because obviously I'll have a vote and I will cast my vote one way or the other, and because there were things that did speak to me tonight. But I think that what people really need to do is if you weren't able to listen tonight, or you weren't able to get on Facebook tonight and watch, what you ought to do is take an opportunity to do that. I think what you really should do is also take some opportunity to try and seek these candidates out and have some conversations about what matters to you, because, I mean, we're talking about, we've been here a little over an hour. There's no way to talk about all the issues that face Weakley County, especially issues that particularly are that you're passionate about as an individual. And so how do you then engage with these candidates over the next, well, couple of weeks.
Jake Bynum, the former Weakley County mayor, who has spent 10 years on the job, stepped down, became the chief of staff for the University of Tennessee at Martin, the executive director of West Star Leadership, class of 2013, but more importantly, a man who continues to make his home here in Weakley County. All you did was make a road trip every day to go to work and do pretty much the same thing, because it's obvious to me what you'll be doing there is where you learn to do it here at the mayor's office.
Absolutely. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you. Former Mayor Jake Bynum, and what a really, really good insight as to what we have seen and heard here tonight. For those of you who missed this, our plans at this juncture are to repeat this Saturday morning. If you missed it, we will tell you more about that. I think that those who didn't get a chance to hear all of the conversation, we believe in bringing that to you Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on WCMT. We'd like to say thank you very much, everybody. We look forward to seeing you real soon. Skylar Oliver, our news director here at WCMT. You'll have some stories about what took place tonight. But more importantly, we want to say thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Weakley County Mayoral Forum, sponsored by the Weakley County Chamber of Commerce. Our studio engineer, Robert Lehue. This is Paul Tinkle from the Watkins Auditorium on the University of Tennessee at Martin campus, saying so long, everyone. This has been another Thunderbolt Radio news presentation.